With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden will host congressional leaders today to discuss national security funding. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
Top lawmakers in both parties will sit down with the president at the White House. On the agenda is the administration's emergency request for billions of dollars in funding for Ukraine, Israel, the southern border, and other national security measures. Over the past several weeks, House Republicans have been demanding tougher immigration policies as part of those national security negotiations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the State Department says it will relist Yemen's Houthi rebels as a global terrorist organization. Correspondent Bob Agnew with that report.
The move comes after recent Houthi attacks on international shipping and U.S. warships in the Gulf of Aden and the Red Sea. In a statement, Secretary of State Blinken wrote that the new designation, quote, seeks to promote accountability for the group's terrorist activities. President Biden delisted the Houthis as terrorists when he first took office in early 2021. Houthi attacks have escalated in recent months following the Hamas terrorist attack on Israel in October. Bob Agnew reporting.
Russia fired two missiles at Kharkiv in northeastern Ukraine during the night, hitting apartment buildings and a medical center and injuring 17 people. It was among Moscow's latest strikes on civilian areas in the nearly two-year-old war. Both sides are looking to replenish their arsenals. Palestinian terrorists continue to put up resistance across Gaza. Israel has promised to win the return of more than 100 hostages that are still being held inside Gaza. Hamas in late November released most of the women and children held captive. Palestinians were released in return. The Dow is down 189 points. The Nasdaq off 183. This is SRN News. Donald Trump cleaned up with evangelicals in Iowa.
The former president was expected to do well with that demographic, but he exceeded expectations, according to caucus day polling. In fact, more evangelicals braved savage winter weather to cast their ballot for Mr. Trump than did so back in 2016. The results suggest that a lot of conservative Christians view Donald Trump as the only viable option to defeat Democrats in November and prevent the party from pursuing its cultural offensive. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has passed up a chance to intervene in the debate over bathrooms for transgender students, rejecting an appeal from an Indiana public school district. In the case, the court rejected without comment the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals as it upheld an order granting girls access to the boys' bathroom. This is SRN News. A judge reblocking JetBlue's $3.8 billion buyout of Spirit Airlines. Ed Donahue reports.
The Justice Department sued to block the merger, and federal judge William Young is siding with the Biden administration, saying the deal would reduce competition. Spirit is the nation's biggest low-cost airline. The administration fears the merger would drive up fares. JetBlue says it disagrees with the ruling and is considering whether to appeal. In his ruling, the judge wrote, "Spirit is a small airline, but there are those who love it. To those dedicated customers of Spirit, this one's for you." The ruling could open the door for another budget carrier, Frontier Airlines, to make another attempt to buy Spirit. I'm Ed Donahue.
A nearly $1 billion upgrade of the airport in Omaha, Nebraska. Plans calling for expanding the terminal by 72% and adding two new gates. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.